3. The Tower of Babel. After the submergence of Dalmatia, the Nadites moved north and east, presently founding the new city of Dilmun as their racial and cultural headquarters. And about 50,000 years after the death of Nod, when the offspring of the prince's staff had become too numerous to find subsistence in the lands immediately surrounding their new city of Dilmun, and after they had reached out to intermarry with the Andonite and Sangha tribes adjoining their borders, it occurred to their leaders that something should be done to preserve their racial unity. Accordingly, a council of the tribes was called, and after much deliberation the plan of Bablut, a descendant of Nod, was endorsed. Bablut proposed to erect a pretentious temple of racial glorification at the center of their then-occupied territory. This temple was to have a tower the like of which the world had never seen. It was to be a monumental memorial to their passing greatness. There were many who wished to have this monument erected in Dilmun, but others contended that such a great structure should be placed a safe distance from the dangers of the sea, remembering the traditions of the engulfment of their first capital, Dalmatia. Bablut planned that the new building should become the nucleus of the future center of the Nadite culture and civilization. His council finally prevailed, and construction was started in accordance with his plans. The new city was to be named Bablut after the architect and builder of the tower. This location later became known as Bablut and eventually as Babel. But the Nadites were still somewhat divided in sentiment as to the plans and purposes of this undertaking. Neither were their leaders altogether agreed concerning either construction plans or usage of the buildings after they should be completed. After 4.5 years of work, a great dispute arose about the object and motive for the erection of the tower. The contentions became so bitter that all work stopped. The food carriers spread the news of the dissension, and large numbers of the tribes began to foregather at the building site. 3 differing views were propounded as to the purpose of building the tower. 1. The largest group, almost one half, desired to see the tower built as a memorial of Nadite history and racial superiority. They thought it ought to be a great and imposing structure which would challenge the admiration of all future generations. 2. The next largest faction wanted the tower designed to commemorate the Dilmun culture. They foresaw that Bablut would become a great center of commerce, art, and manufacture. 3. The smallest and minority contingent held that the erection of the tower presented an opportunity for making atonement for the folly of their progenitors in participating in the Kaligasta rebellion. They maintained that the tower should be devoted to the worship of the Father of all, that the whole purpose of the new city should be to take the place of Dalmatia, to function as the cultural and religious center for the surrounding barbarians. The religious group were promptly voted down. The majority rejected the teaching that their ancestors had been guilty of rebellion. They resented such a racial stigma. Having disposed of one of the 3 angles to the dispute and failing to settle the other 2 by debate, they fell to fighting. The religionists, the noncombatants, fled to their homes in the south, while their fellows fought until well nigh obliterated. About 12,000 years ago, a second attempt to erect the Tower of Babel was made. The mixed races of the Andites, Nadites and Adamites, undertook to raise a new temple on the ruins of the first structure, but there was not sufficient support for the enterprise. It fell of its own pretentious weight. This region was long known as the Land of Babel.